first, a look at some big agricultural news in Wisconsin. We've been having a wet summer so far. That's meant delays for the state's corn crop in many places. A lot of growers had to start late because of rain and cold temperatures at the start of planting season. And with wet weather continuing, a lot of crops now are dealing with issues from too much moisture. Kevin Hassett is the outgoing chairman of the White House's Council of Economic Advisors. He talked to Fox Business News this weekend about the wet conditions in the Midwest.
There was a significant Midwest weather effect with the flooding of the Mississippi. Mm. You know, there are all these ports that are closed. I-29 was closed. And so construction and transportation and warehousing employment was down, we think, about 40,000 relative to what would have happened if the weather was normal. And as far, so it's still a little bit of a blip down. But, you know, we're still sticking to our guns that we think we got a 3% year. The rest of the data is still looking pretty strong.
Plus, a recent report from UW-Madison shows that despite the tough time the state's farmers are going through, the prices of farm land in Wisconsin are on the rise. Hope Kerwin is a reporter for WPR based in La Crosse. Hope, thanks for joining us.
Happy to be here.
What do we know from this new report about our prices for farmland around Wisconsin, Hope?
So farmland prices have remained relatively strong over the last 5 years. We saw a slight decline in 2016, 2015, just because of the decline in milk prices and corn prices around that time. But really, land prices have remained strong over the last 5 years and actually increased in 2018 last year, potentially showing some optimism about the future of the ag industry.
Right. And that might strike people as surprising. I was kind of surprised because we hear about low milk prices in particular. What are some of the reasons out there that people are offering for why, in spite of this difficult time for many farmers, these land prices seem to be solid, as you say, or going up in some cases?
Yeah, so like I said, you know, the experts that I talked to, I spoke with a professor at UW River Falls who tracks ag land prices across the state. You know, he said that there, you know, this slight increase actually shows that there probably is some optimism that, you know, we'll see prices improve in the next year or so. It also is because there was less land sold in the state last year. And this really shows that even though we know a lot of producers are exiting the dairy industry right now in our state, that doesn't mean that they're necessarily forced to sell their land.
Interesting. So they might be going into, say, other kinds of farming or other uses of that land, but not abandoning their land completely.
Yeah, so they're not milking cows, but maybe they're raising beef cattle, or maybe they are just doing cash crops or renting that land to surrounding farmers. There's a lot of other options that they might have, but they're not necessarily putting that land on the market.
Another thought you wrote about, Hope, was that maybe larger dairy farms are looking to expand. That's driving some of the demand for this available farmland.
Yeah, we know competition among farmers themselves is a huge driver in land prices. And, you know, this kind of trend of farms consolidating, farms expanding has been around for many, many years. And so we know that, you know, larger dairy farms especially, or larger operations in the state, are potentially looking to expand in the future. They might not be doing it right now because of low prices, but that is always on the horizon just because of commodities of scale. And so that is really especially driving up prices, especially on the eastern side of the state.
You also talked to someone in the business who said that urban sprawl and foreign investment could both be playing a role. What's happening with that?
Yeah, I spoke with a rural appraiser who works in Illinois and in Wisconsin. You know, he really felt like investors, either foreign investors or just investors outside of agriculture, that those people looking to buy farmland to then rent to farmers in the state has definitely been an influence on farm prices. And just because we know that farmland prices have remained steady, and so it's a safe bet for investors.
And southeast Wisconsin looked like a place that was seeing particularly high prices. What's going on there? Is that just because there's so many people and so more sprawl and more use of the land in general?
Yeah, urban sprawl is definitely a factor when it comes to land prices. But there's also just the quality of land and the potential income you can get from that land definitely has a huge impact on land prices. And so, you know, that area is especially prominent for cash crops, for corn and soybeans. And so, you know, if they could get a little bit more income from that use, you know, the land prices go up.
And Hope, before we move on to another agricultural issue, is there a thought that these prices are going to stay where they are? Are people making predictions that this is going to extend into the future?
Yeah. So as I said earlier, you know, this drive to expand, this drive to consolidate in the ag industry, that's not going away. And so it's likely that that'll continue to influence prices. And just because land prices have stayed steady, even during the time of low commodity prices, you know, land prices tend to be a bit stickier, as they say in the industry. They don't necessarily decline, even though, even though commodity prices decline, you know, it's likely that we're not going to see a huge change.
Talking to Hope Kerwin, reporter for WPR based in La Crosse, about a couple of agricultural issues. We've been looking at land prices, farmland prices around the state. Want to turn now, Hope, to corn. We've had weird weather for corn growers. What kind of things are we seeing this season?
Yeah, so there's kind of this old adage in the ag industry that, you know, corn is usually knee-high by the 4th of July. It actually tends to be a lot higher than that nowadays, just because of the schedules that farmers are usually on. But obviously, we're not seeing that this year. A lot of corn fields are a lot. You know, further back in their schedules. The last kind of data we have on this was from last Monday that showed corn crop was 87% emerged at this point, emerged from the ground. That's 20 days behind last year and behind the five-year average. So we definitely have seen a huge delay in our corn crop.
Is this a story about rain and too much rain early in the season delaying planting?
That's exactly it. I mean, we saw some people said record-setting delayed planting, not only in Wisconsin, but across the Midwest, just because of the wet weather that we had. And it wasn't necessarily the amount of rain. It was really just the continued rounds of rain that we got, that fields that were never really able to dry out for a very long time. So, you know, we saw such a delayed planting. And that's also definitely going to impact the quality of those crops as well, heading further into the season.
Yeah. Talk more about how late corn crop impacts growers. And I guess it gets to be a nail biter maybe late in the season as you're watching for colder weather.
Right. We have a pretty set planting season in Wisconsin. You know, we have an earlier frost date than other states like maybe Illinois or Iowa that might be able to grow a little bit later into the season. And so, you know, we only have so many days for that crop to mature. And so that means that farmers are potentially looking at reduced yields. I spoke with one ag agent from UW Extension who said every day that a crop is delayed in planting can equal a 2% yield potential loss. So there's definitely that. And there's also a potential increased risk for disease or maybe problems in developing the roots of that corn crop, just other factors that can really impact what farmers will be able to harvest at the end of the season.
All right. Well, I think you and all the farmers are going to be watching the weather closely. Hope, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
That's Hope Kerwin, WPR reporter based in La Crosse. She joined us today to talk about why the price of farmland in Wisconsin is rising and what all the wet weather this year has meant for the state's corn crop and the people who grow it. You can share your thoughts with us. If you're a farmer yourself, what has the wet weather been like for you? Are your crops behind where they should have been compared to previous years, compared to what you were expecting? What are you doing to deal with the wet conditions? What do delays like this mean for your bottom line? Is it a nail biter as the season comes to a close, watching out for that first frost? You can email us with your story over at ideas@wpr.org. Or you can tweet us at Central Time WPR. Again, email ideas@wpr.org or tweet us at Central Time WPR.